Okay, folks, welcome back. Actually, this is a plug-in segment that I'm doing. There's something that I wanted to emphasize, so we're putting this in right here now so that we can get said what needs to be said. And one of the things that needs to be said a little more clearly is that even though we absolutely love the gals and know where this world would be without them, we believe the time has come, based on historical precedent and biblical instruction, that this endeavor we're doing with WCGA must be led and accomplished by males. And we could talk all day about the biblical or the historical reasons. I even wrote a book about it. It was, you know, published 9 years ago, but we're just going to let stand this statement. WCGA, as it seeks to cause the great reawakening of dying America, is going to do it by men stepping forward exclusively and being the backbone of the effort, while at the same time we're praying that the gals that stand with you are standing on the same issues and are empowering you to do what you're doing as the most powerful woman in the world, to whom I am married, empowers me to do what I do, though she's probably 10 times more able to do it. And she is. I'm going to explain that to you in a program in the future, that I am married to the most powerful woman in the world, where if you saw her, little bitty thing and quiet and sweet, you would wonder where that came from. But her record speaks for itself. I am married to the most powerful woman in the world. But that said, that put aside, it's us guys that are going to do this task. And it is important. And it's important because men have abrogated their responsibility over the last several decades. And we have this mess. It is our job, our responsibility, our duty, and our privilege to do whatever is necessary to undo the damage. So, this Herculean effort of WCGA, Wonderful Coastal Georgia, AM 1100, to reawaken, to cause the great reawakening in America, like the great awakening that occurred 300 years ago here, those of us who are going to cause it directly have the Y chromosome. It's men. And we're going to force that issue. It will be men and men alone that fight this battle. So I hope that's clear. I'm not sure I made that clear earlier. I wanted to reinsert that here, knowing that I've already gotten the grief, okay, from my social circle. Well, Woody, you know, you need some women in there. Why isn't equally men and women? And the gal that pushed back on that score, she's in the legal community, and she pushed back hard in her. We were in high school together, and we were in the same homeroom when the 12th grade exam scores were noted. And I tend to do well on tests. My grades are terrible, but I do well on tests. And she and I scored significantly higher than most other people in the classroom. And she remembers that. And so when I have an opinion, she reminds me that, well, you know, women can do amazing things. Okay, I don't disagree, but where we do disagree is that we live in a binary world, and men are men and women are women, and the lesson is you're going to learn about Gnosticism is the desire for androgyny in all the cultures that have failed, and that's every culture before, because they went androgynous because of the influence of Gnosticism. But anyway, that well-meaning lady set aside, this is a Y chromosome effort. For those of you that haven't had genetics or biology, males have the X and Y chromosome, and women have the XX chromosome, and there's all sorts of linkages to the different genes. And The gals have the XX. That means they get an X chromosome from dad and an X chromosome from mom. And the men get an X chromosome from mom and a Y chromosome for dad. So the gals can get, you know, get their X chromosome from mom or dad, but dad's the only one that can contribute that Y chromosome. And there's all sorts of theology and physiology in that that we're not going to discuss right now. But I wanted to inject this at this point in our discussions in April. Folks, this is an effort that is going to be driven by, accomplished by, advocated by the Y chromosome. Fellas, it has to be that way because sadly, and I said this in my book, I, as a Y chromosome bearer, are responsible for the mess that we're in. We have not done what men are supposed to do according to God's word and according to the historical record of how men have behaved in the past. Well, some of it hadn't been good, but it takes what I call essential masculinity to keep the train on track, and that's what Donald Trump represents with all his warts, that the feminists of this world hate, and that's why he's being attacked as he is. Essential masculinity is almost gone in American culture. But if WCGA has its way, we're going to call out 3,136 men. They're going to take exception to that. God bless you. I appreciate you listening to these words.